Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox lose in a crucial 162nd game of the year. And now they must wait and see what happens at Tropicana Field in St. Pete.
Call it a tragic storyline for Red Sox and Red Sox fans. Not only did they lose their must-win game in Baltimore last night, but then minutes later, they saw their lingering hopes for the playoffs fade away at Tropicana Field in St. Pete. Their wild card rivals, the Tampa Bay Rays, pulled off a stunning win against the Yankees, coming back from 7 runs down to beat the Yanks in 12 innings, depriving the Sox of postseason play. WBUR's Doug Tribou was with Sox fans last night, who rode the ups and downs of the season and then suffered the final blow last night.
The Red Sox and their much-hyped new lineup opened the year with a 2-10 record, and last night began much like the season, with fans feeling their enthusiasm a bit dampened. With the game just getting underway, the crowd at McGreevy's, a sports bar on Boylston Street in Boston, was subdued. For the first couple of innings, the loudest cheer came when the answer to a movie trivia question was announced. Boston resident Jonathan Brown says it was harder to be enthusiastic as the Red Sox compiled a 7-19 record in September before the final game against Baltimore.
I go back and forth at this point. I mean, they kind of deserve to not make it based on the way they're playing, but, you know, as a fan, you still want to see them in the playoffs and everything. So it's kind of mixed emotions, I guess.
But Curtis Gallant from Cambridge likes the fact that game number 162 was critical.
Well, this is what I live for. This is what I watch every single game to see at the end of the season, that there are meaningful games. And this is like a playoff game before the playoffs have even happened yet.
By the middle of the game, much like they were in the middle of the season, most fans were upbeat at Whiskey's, another bar on Boylston Street. Especially after Dustin Pedroia's fifth-inning home run gave the Red Sox a 3-2 lead over the Orioles. Mike Brown of Boston was enjoying the game, but was hoping the Red Sox could get into the postseason without a one-game playoff with the Tampa Bay Rays, who were facing the New York Yankees.
I don't need any extra excitement. And it looks good right now. The Yankees are up big. Pedroia just hit a home run. They look like they're starting to come together, so you never know. But, yeah, I don't want to see them play tomorrow.
Those fateful words came just before a rain delay. After waiting nearly 90 minutes, fans at the Cask and Flagon, across the street from Fenway Park, were ready to see the Sox wrap things up against the Orioles. But the crowd deflated when Baltimore came from behind. One Sox fan, who identified himself as Nick, was visibly upset about the loss and did not like having Boston's fate in the hands of New York.
9 games ahead. And now I'm rooting for the Yankees. Really? Really?
His support of the Bronx Bombers was short-lived. Just moments later, while I was still talking with Nick and his friends about the loss, the Red Sox season came to an end as Tampa beat New York.
That's crazy! That's crazy!
Any thought?
Nah, I've got nothing. This is ridiculous.
And with that, most fans began heading home. Some shocked, some angry, some even chuckling a bit, but all of them shaking their heads, like they've been doing for most of September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.